Yesterday, I saw a Ryder truck back into a post office parking lot, so I just had to stop and say, "What's up?" I was told that California has a new emissions law and that it's being used to force the post office to stop using its own trucks and equipment, and that it costs $10,000 per truck to retrofit them, yet they are paying $2,000 a month per truck to this private company to lease trucks that are not designed for use with postal equipment, and that this is an OSHA violation many times over to force postal workers to use these things. Technology don't mean a thing if it conflicts with controlling you and me. Well, the union is fighting back, and a decision on this is expected in early March. I think we have to start talking about the sculpting of all this. Ever since Bush installed the current Postmaster General with the mission to destroy the post office, at least since then, we should have been discussing the issue of a vision of our own, of equal scope to what it hopes to end. Do we really not want to see the conscious planning of power and discuss the implications of what it means? That in the absence of a vision of our own, sculpting and directing our efforts, we are willing participants in this leaping totalitarianism. And as we'll discuss in a minute, economic logic as a con is only possible given atomization in multiple ways, i.e. given the practical application of the panopticon. Power only views from the whole. We are told to view narrowly, that the post office budget is the only universe from which to determine worth, not its service to us or our pocketbooks. That's the only way it can say that it's saving money, when it's actually transferring wealth massively